Yeah, I thought today we might just have a brainstorming session because I'd like to hear from all of you about what kinds of topics and demonstrations you might want to have. I'm aware that there's a lot more available online than there was, say, 5 or 10 years ago, where we can, with a simple Google search, find demos for some things. It doesn't necessarily include a Q&A because it's not a live event, but there is a lot available online, but that doesn't mean everyone can find everything they want online. And so I think there's still a place for demos and topics, discussion topics, within this forum, because one of the things I really value about this is the back and forth, the Q&A, the ability to really dig down into a problem, that you can't get from just an online search for help sometimes. I'm kind of all ears. I'm just interested to hear, or if not specific products or services, even families of products and services, and then we can try to find the right person, to provide such a demo or to lead such a topic discussion, either from within the members or outside. I'm looking for anyone who wants to help out with this, especially someone who's a Braille user, because I'm not. And so products that are Braille focused, I won't have a clue, like who and what to.
Amy, one of the things I can at least offer is some of the things that I've been working with some of the beta testing, and it's the Envision products, the Envision glasses, the Envision Ally I'll be doing for us. And anything else that I come up with being involved in beta testing, I'd be happy to work with.
You mean happy to demo, you mean?
Yes. Also, I'd be happy to help you with anything with Braille as well. In some degrees, though, I think it may be of interest to folks with some of the latest JAWS updates. I don't know whether people have spent a whole lot of time going through the material that they've provided, and is that enough?
I always like hearing somebody who can explain it. Sometimes for me, just reading what's in a JAWS update, I just glaze over. So having a demonstration is a good thing for me always. The other thing that I'd like to have a little more about is booking flights. Try to
With a
use
screen
Google.
reader?
Yeah.
The most proficient person that I know of
Must be Mika, right?
Yes.
Is Mika.
Yeah. Flights to travel, hotels, flights,
Yes.
the whole idea
Oh.
of.
It also depends on the airline too, because all
Yes.
of their
My
websites are
feeling of
different.
one time I did ask an IRA agent to compare some flights for me, which he did in 5 minutes. I would like to have more.
Exactly. Yeah, I wrote that down.
Okay.
Sort of travel, booking with a screen reader online versus
Yep.
other options.
And I
Yeah.
could do some kind of demo.
If you could take it in, small bites, Mika, that's the
Yeah.
thing. Because a lot of times, we get overwhelmed with so
Yeah.
many different things. But if you could keep it kind of really, keep them in small bites, one airline at a time, or one hotel, or one travel service, or just kind
Yeah.
of keep it simple.
I would be willing to help with some of the Braille stuff too. How to approach a manual when you're buying a device so that when you get to a point where you're just completely stuck and lost and nothing is working, you can actually get to where you need to be.
Maybe on the same vein, just I find, people have varying ways of searching for things, for Googling things. In some instances, you have to kind of know when to not search for specific things and be a little more general, and vice versa. And it's almost an art.
Yeah, we could do a whole
So I think you
thing
could do
on
something on the on just
searches
on
and
searching,
practice.
internet searching type of
Yeah,
stuff.
if you've subscribed to a group that uses documents on YouTube, how do you logically go through those documents so that you can get them in a way that you want to get them? You know what I'm saying? So that you don't always have to go and hear the YouTube announcements so that when you're actually subscribed, you can avoid all of that.
Something that focuses on the different AI tools. I'm finding like doing a Google search is such a bother versus maybe doing a ChatGPT or a Copilot search. But anyway, but if we could have maybe some presentations on the different AI tools, I think that would be nice.
appliances or.
That's another good one because just what's out there that's accessible or what is accessible or how do you search for those things and get really things hard. That you really really can use. But sometimes I wonder if we shouldn't have like a class for that kind of thing for anyone who's just getting a new iPad or a new phone or a new. It may not even happen during the Saturday, but maybe we could think about having short classes or coming up to speed on certain tech.
It's sort of a going back to basics, so far as the Mac or even so far as PC or then you get into other devices, what's changed, what hasn't changed, that kind of thing.
Again, we're not at MIT, but we must have, I know some of the people that do have contacts with MIT or some of the other schools to have some of the kids' demos or presentations.
Their
ideas. They can still tell us about their ideas. It was nice being able to see that stuff, but I would like to see even what some of these groups have made in the whatever happened to some of this stuff.
Doesn't Olin College have every year, don't they? There's one class, an engineering class.
Yes, they do.
Yes. And I think MIT has something similar. So there's, I think Jerry had a contact at MIT with some of these people. And I think it's, especially good for these kids because it makes them think about what they're designing and what they can design for, more of a universal design process. But what about the blind people that might use this? So I think it's worthwhile getting that kind of back up to speed again.